And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Qatar Airways flight on Friday took more Americans out of Afghanistan, according to a Washington peace envoy. It is the third such air lift by the Mideast carrier since the Taliban takeover and the frantic U.S. troop pullout from the country. The development came amid rising concerns over the future of Afghanistan under the Taliban. Country's new Islamic rulers on Friday ordered that boys but not girls from grade 6 to 12 and male teachers but no women teachers return to school and resume classes starting Saturday. Statement posted on the Facebook page of the now Taliban-run education ministry underscored fears that the Taliban might again impose restrictions on girls and women. Since taking over, the Taliban had allowed girls in grades 1 to 6 to resume classes. When he ruled Afghanistan previously in the late 1990s, the Taliban banned girls and women from attending school and work. A U.S. federal judge ruled on Thursday, that the government must stop using Trump-era public health orders to quickly expel migrants with children who were apprehended along the U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan gave the government 2 weeks to halt a practice that opponents say is unnecessary and improperly relies on the threat posed by COVID-19 to deprive people of their right to seek asylum in the United States. Sullivan granted a preliminary injunction in response to a lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union and others on behalf of migrant families. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Biden administration is planning the wide-scale expulsion of Haitian migrants from a small Texas border city by putting them on flights to Haiti starting Sunday. That's according to an official on Friday, representing a swift and dramatic response to thousands who suddenly crossed the border from Mexico and gathered under and around a bridge. Details are yet to be finalized, but will likely involve 5 to 8 flights a day, according to the official with direct knowledge of the plans, who was not authorized to discuss the matter publicly. San Antonio, the nearest major city, may be among the departure cities. Another administration official speaking on condition of anonymity expected 2 flights a day at most and said all migrants would be tested for COVID-19. A UN migration agency says that she's concerned about the disappearance of thousands of Europe-bound migrants who were intercepted and returned to Libya. The spokeswoman for the International Organization for Migration said Friday that Libya's Coast Guard intercepted more than 24,000 Europe-bound migrants in the Mediterranean Sea so far this year. That includes over 800 this week alone. She, however, says that only 6,000 are accounted for in official detention centers in the North African country. The fate of thousands of other migrants remains unknown. Libya has for years been a hub for African and Mideast migrants fleeing war and poverty in their homelands and hoping for a better life in Europe. The fence around the U.S. Capitol is now back up. The D.C. Police Department is at the ready, and the U.S. Capitol Police have requested assistance from nearby law enforcement agencies. That includes the U.S. National Guard. Capitol Police are taking no chances as they prepare for Saturday's rallies at the U.S. Capitol in support of rioters imprisoned after the January 6th insurrection. They are now working to avoid a repeat of the pre-inauguration attack. The Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger says that it's still difficult to say whether threats of violence for the Saturday event are credible, but chatter online and elsewhere has been similar to intelligence that was missed in January. Again, fence around the U.S. Capitol is back up, and the D.C. Police Department and other law enforcement agencies are ready for another demonstration occurring via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.